It's good to see you on this Memorial Day weekend. We have a lot of people traveling to a lot of different places this weekend. So we need to be praying for them. I want to say a word about about camp. Camp is a wonderful experience. And if you haven't come and visited our camp, we'd sure like you to. You don't have to just, you know, Tuesday night, that's family night, and it's planned for, but you can come any of the other nights. We'd be glad for you to come up and see it and experience it. And, you know, it's like a big family reunion, and that's where so many of us have gotten to know one another and spend the time together, and it's a wonderful time. Every year, though, there are kids that get to go because of the beneficence, generosity of people to give camperships. So if, and right now, I'm waiting to see what we have before, you know, there's some to see if they can go to camp. And because we won't extend an invitation until we know we've got money to pay for it. And so if you'd like to do that, and by the way, if you say, well, man, I just don't know if I can do that, do a whole one, you can do part of one. Or we have to provide our own toilet paper up there. So if you'd like to bring some toilet paper, we always get soft drinks, canned soft drinks, and water, bottles of water that we take up. If you want to bring some of that. And home-baked goodies. And then there's one person that usually makes shrimp fried rice for me to take up there. But anyway, we'll get to that later. But I'll take advantage of a situation when I can. But be praying for camp. All right, John, if you'll put that for the map up for me. I alluded to this last week. I wanted to show you this. You know, G8 has met this week. And they're talking about the green part here, that and including the yellow and all that, and the red down here, the Gaza Strip down here in the left-hand corner. This is Israel. It's modern-day Israel. And it's their present borders. Including all of that. And John, several others said, you know, Dusty, you say that sometimes, but we need a picture of what that means when you talk about stuff like that. And by the way, just so you know, as your shepherd and pastor, one of you under-shepherds here, feels my responsibility to stay in touch with what's going on in the world that has bearing on us. And let me tell you, this has bearing on us. Because Genesis 12:3 says, I'll bless them that bless you and curse them that curse you. And it's talking about Israel. I take that seriously. I take that literally. That is exactly what that means. And it's been borne out through history. Now, if you took out what they're wanting to take out now and say this is what the borders would be, take out the area of Judea and Samaria, that yellow part, and move the borders back to where at one place Israel would only be 9 miles wide. You can spit across that. Now, what if someone just came to us and said, you know, we just want to move all the borders back to where they were at one time? Just suddenly do that and let you absorb that. I want you to get a picture of what they're asking there to do. And then I want you to, I don't have this picture up there, but you can look at it on the internet and see the little postage stamp that is Israel, and then look at all the countries that are around. And you'll see. If you want to know what's going on in the earth, what's going on God's time clock, you look at what's happening in Israel. You can take that to the bank. Okay, just wanted you to see that. Tomorrow's Memorial Day. It's a federal holiday. It initially was known as Decoration Day. It commemorates all men and women that have died in service of this country, while in military service of this country. It was first enacted, some of you may not know this, to honor the Union and Confederate soldiers who died after the Civil War. And it was kind of a unifying thing. And then after World War I, they celebrated and remembered those who died in that war, and we since have remembered them. There is no country that has ever been on the face of the earth who has given more blood for other countries than this country. Fact. Not fiction, not reinterpretation, not spinning it, not left up to the redactors to come back and say, that's a fact. That's a fact. Let me ask you this. You think if some other countries today had been sitting on the nuclear arsenal, the weaponry that this country has had now for several generations, do you think they would have held back from using it on the world for this long? Not a chance. Not a chance. You live in one of the greatest places that has ever been on the face of the planet. Now, I wrote this last year, and it's still true today, and I just want to read this to you. It's Memorial Day tomorrow. We'll remember those who have fallen in defense of the freedom of this nation. This is far and away the greatest and freest nation that God's allowed to survive on the planet. But freedom is fleeting and has a fleeting quality when left in the hands of despots, aristocrats, politicos, and self-serving men. It is at best very fragile because of the fallen nature of mankind. Our founders had it right, as the signers of the Declaration of Independence said, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. They're endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. These rights are the envy of the world. You believe that? That's why all these people want to come to this country. That's why every tribe and tongue seeks entry into this land. Even our enemies have found this land to their liking. The very men who plotted and carried out the 9/11 attacks lived in this country and freely practiced their religion while they were plotting these heinous crimes. Right now we stand on the precipice of history. It is a crucial time in the history of our country and of the world. I want to play 3 minutes of an interview that took place with Benjamin Netanyahu, as the Prime Minister of Israel. Those of you who have heard me quote him before, you know I like him a lot. I think he's the real deal. I think he's a man of honor. And I wanted you to hear this before I proceed in our message for today.
John? Well, I was trolling the other day. Our American security guards are much more generous than the Israeli security guards.
You guys have been very tough on me.
No, see, the Americans let me out. They let me out. I could actually stroll. And I said to my wife, you know, let's go down the Potomac. And we walk along the Potomac, and you see these extraordinary monuments there. There's an unbelievable monument of for the fallen American soldiers in the Korean War. Mm-hmm. And there's a wall there. And there's an inscription. It says, freedom is not free. You know, it requires
blood,
not merely
sweat,
vigilance,
tears,
but the willingness to fight for it, to defend it, which is very true. And then from there, we walk up to, and so obviously we identify with that because God knows we've had to fight for our freedom, fight for our very survival. In ancient times and modern times, the Jewish people have struggled like no other people. And then we see the Jefferson Monument, you know, and it's those timeless words. We hold that all men are created equal.
These truths, yeah.
These truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, you know, and that they're entitled to certain inalienable rights. And then you go up to the Lincoln Memorial, and you've got this immortal address, you know, government for the people, by the people. Now, I'll tell you why these words resonate so deeply with me and with all Israelis. Because they're basically Jewish concepts that were originated at the time of the Bible, thousands of years ago. You know, that all men are created in God's image, that no ruler is above the law, that there should be universal justice. These were revolutionary Jewish ideas that were introduced thousands of years ago when the earth was ruled by vast slave empires. That's what changed history. So we feel a natural affinity to the United States. Some of the founding fathers of the United States said that the language of the United States should be Hebrew, because this was such a profound common wellspring of ideas. America and Israel are alike. Sometimes I think that the fanatic Muslims don't hate you because of us. They hate us because of you, because they feel that we represent a forward position of this common free civilization. And you know something? They're absolutely right. This is the bond. This is this fantastic alliance between Israel and America. It's these two countries that are bonded in this idea of liberty. And that liberty bill, let freedom, let liberty, proclaim liberty throughout the land. Well, I hope that we proclaim and succeed in establishing genuine liberty, genuine democracy in these vast lands of the Middle East. Believe me, if we do, we'll have peace.
Does it take your breath? Do you hear what he said? That's the Israeli prime minister saying that about this country, but about the Bible and about the roots of freedom. John, if you'll put that next slide up there. And he quotes this. By the way, I hasten to say, I speak in superlative tones of our country. Our country's not perfect. Our country hasn't been perfect. But I want you to know, our country has worked on all of those problems and brought freedom like no other that has ever been in history. The unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station which the laws of nature and nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires they should declare the causes which impel them to this separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. They're endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. What fantastic words. Where did the prime minister say it was rooted? Rooted in the Word of God. Rooted in the heart of God. Those verses of Scripture. In fact, we could go back to Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God. When you say that, in the beginning, God, everything else after that fits into place. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Then you go on down to verse 26. Then God said, let us now make man in our own image, according to our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the sky, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. And God created man in his own image. Image of God he created him. Male and female he created them. And God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it, and rule over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the sky and over every living thing that moves on it. Struck in the image of God, that beautiful picture of male and female in God's image, that we are His creation, and that freedom that we're talking about, and what we believe that is the right of every man and woman that is on the face of this planet. Has it always been that way? No. But we have seen that come. And today, to bring that freedom to all men and women that have been a part of this country and the blessing that is. Let freedom ring throughout the world. But what happened? What happened in the garden? Now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field which the Lord had made. And he said to the woman, indeed, has God said, you shall not eat from any tree of the garden. Sin then enters in. Man chooses his own way. And what happens when man rejects God's way every time? Man thinks he's doing something that's going to make him better. He's got a better idea. But who was it that gave him the freedom to choose in the first place? God. You see that? And so man, by sin, spits in God's face. Says, I've got a better idea. And you know what happened in the garden? God then has to remove Adam and Eve from the garden. The curse comes upon the serpent. He says, I'll put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed, and he shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. And there is a reference to the seed of the woman. You know, her seed couldn't do anything except in one case, when the Son of God would come, who would be born of a virgin. You see, that's a direct reference to Jesus coming. And this battle that would be taking place, this battle on cosmic terms, this battle of all the ages, that is going on between the evil one, the world, the flesh, and the devil, and God. The Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. And we see that battle being acted out. And that battle being acted out with the freedom of men and women in this world. And you look at what's happening around the world, and I am praying that in all those countries that right now where there's unrest around the Mediterranean, what is happening right now, I am praying for democracy. I am praying for freedom to come. But you know what I fear in those countries? I fear despotism. I fear you got rid of one demon and seven are going to come back. I fear that behind them and behind them are organizations like Hamas and Al-Qaeda who are out for one thing in the world, and that is world domination. But I want you to see that not specifically in terms of Islam, but I want you to see it in terms of the overall act of what's going on in the world today. This battle is still going on. And it is raging right now between God and not God. Do you see it? Do you see it? Okay, we move on. In our country, we have a Bill of Rights. It's one of the first things, and if you read the notes of the Constitutional Convention, realize that they went there. And a lot of this, Jefferson, based on stuff that came right out of the Commonwealth of Virginia. And you see these things that we included as amendments to the Constitution. We see that Bill of Rights, which is the first 10. I want you to see the first one that is on here. We don't read this enough. You know, people who come here from other countries sometimes know our own Constitution better than we do. But here it is. Here it is. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion. Boy, is that being infringed upon in some ways? Every time you limit that, you're infringing on this. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or the press or the right of people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. You see, that's one of the things. Right now, even as we speak, there are people in our nation that there are governmental leaders, that people that we have in Congress, people on the local level and state level, that are wanting to limit the speech that we are able to, even what they would call religious speech and other speech, anything that opposes their agenda. And let me tell you, when that happens, freedom goes out the door. Thank God freedom has been available so that people could publicly do things. They've suffered for that in our past. But look at the freedom that has been purchased for us today and purchased with blood. Because many, many have come against freedom. Going to the scriptures, John. I just wanted you to see a few of these. Galatians 5:1. It was for freedom that Christ set us free. Therefore, keep standing firm and do not be subject again to the yoke of slavery. God set us free. And thank God that freedom has come to all people, race, creed, color. Everybody. We have times in our country where freedom was for some but not for all. Yes. Well, let me tell you, those have been corrected. Also with blood. Of those that have gone before. Do you understand me here? But this freedom is not rooted in the ideas of the men at a constitutional convention. That is not the root of the freedom. Yes, they put it on paper, and the Constitution is a wonderful document, but that is not its root. Its root is in the heart of God and in His Word. Just like Benjamin Netanyahu said. This is the root. We share this common root that is there. 1 Peter 2:16 says, act as free men. Do not use your freedom as covering for evil, but use it as a bond slaves of God. What's he saying there? With freedom comes responsibility, right? I have the freedom to cry out in a crowded theater, fire. But I have the responsibility not to. If there's no fire. Do you understand me? You see, this is the part. With freedom comes responsibility. And freedom has to be reinstated and repurchased in every generation because it requires sacrifice. Right now in the Middle East, there are some countries, there are some people. I was reading an article about some of the Christians that are in Egypt. Egypt, on their religious scale, I think is like 9 or 10% Christian that's in Egypt. With all the things that are going on in Egypt right now. Let me tell you something that's happened since all the unrest that's taking place in Egypt and their process of change. Right now, if you're a Christian, you have less freedom today. Already Christians have been murdered there. Riots have taken place. What's that about? Which gets me back to my question. Is it freedom if it's not freedom for all? Of course not. So we need to be careful before we stand up and applaud for changes taking place in country before we know what the change really is. Is it putting an Islamic dictatorship with a puppet democracy in place? You know, Iran has elected officials. Did you know that? And there you got Mahmoud Ahmadinejad sitting at the top of that. But really, he's the mouthpiece for the imams. Did you know that? Or is this new information? Use your freedom as a covering. And then John 8:32, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. The wonderful joy of knowing Jesus, the Christ, the Son of the living God, who's the one who sets people free. It will not be rockets or intelligence gathering or propaganda campaign that will ever win and turn any Muslim or Muslim state. It will be the power of the love of Jesus that will change lives. He changes us. Yes, that picture of that future event where the lion lays down by the lamb. That is a picture of the change that God brings to our lives. On this day, before we celebrate Memorial Day, how many of you have a family member that died in military service in this country? Would you raise your hand, please? Okay. We thank God for their sacrifice for us. And every time we take our freedom for granted, we spit on their grave. God has called us to something greater than that. Let freedom ring to the whole world. And let people know the basis of freedom. There are those in our country right now that would like to excise, that is, cut out any reference to God. And say, oh, you can have our Constitution without God. Have I given you enough evidence today? Even a representative of a foreign government can take a stroll down the Potomac there in Washington, D.C., and just look at the inscriptions on the monuments there and see God, 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 everywhere you look. We were in a country several weeks ago that's going through the same battle right now. In Nigeria, that's the same battle is going on. Is it God or not God? And when I say God, I'm not talking about some generic, whoever you want to sit down. Allah is not God. Yahweh is God. The Lord God revealed to us in His Son, Jesus Christ. And every other one that is claimed to be God is not God. It is blasphemy to speak of them as God. God does not smile on that. When you attribute to others that which only belongs to Him. He said, there shall be no other God before you. That's what it says. And that's what He means. Let's remember. But let's just don't remember. Let's pay it forward. Okay? Let's ring the bell for freedom that can come in our lives through the power of Jesus Christ. Him setting us free. I spent last Sunday, talking about breaking strongholds in your life. All that. So we can be free. To be set free, to live a free life. And let me tell you, freedom is intoxicating, isn't it? It's a fresh aroma that will change people. If the sun sets you free, you are free. Indeed. Reading some of the testimonies of Chinese Christians who've been in prison, some of them in prison for decades. And they were mistreated, they were persecuted, they were tortured, some of them maimed, their families eliminated, killed. Or as they would say in the popular politico speak, they were cleansed. And to hear them today talk about, well, they may have had me behind bars, but I was free in Christ. How about you? How about your life, the way you're living it? Is your life a liberty bell of the freedom of Christ and that He brings? I'm not asking you, are you being an idiot in Jesus' name or being a weirdo in Jesus' name? But is your life, the way you carry on your business, the way you deal with people, the way you are when no one's looking, what is that showing to people? If suddenly you're on the big screen, and all could see, what would they see? Let's pray. We're going to open the altar of our pastors, of our life group leaders that are here today to stand around the side. If you want to pray with any of these or come to the altar and spend some time, maybe some time of thanksgiving for the freedom that you have in Christ. Freedom purchased with blood. Blood of those who've gone before us, and the blood of Jesus who made it all possible. We open the altar. Lord, we ask you to come today to speak to us. Let us hear your voice clearly today. Lord, let us see what is really happening around us. Lord, I'm praying for a wake-up call. We'll wake up and smell the coffee about everything that's going on in the world today. And Lord, that it won't be discouraging to us, that it'll encourage us even more to live with the joy of Christ in our lives because we have been changed by you. Lord, we're asking you to do that. We're praying today, Lord, for all those in authority, wherever they are, those of our elected officials, we're asking for all of them that you'll give them the wisdom of Christ today in their life, that they could walk according to your plan, that we could walk according to our calling, Lord, what you have done and what you're going to do. We bless you and we thank you. The altar's open.